This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is
another Saturday night under the lights at Richmond from a NASCAR fan's view. There's a lot on the line for the race under the lights tonight at Richmond Raceway. First, there are only two races left to qualify for the playoffs, and there are several ways the 16 qualifiers can be determined. 13 of them don't have anything to worry about, no matter how tonight's race ends up. They already have at least one win that guarantees they're in. One driver, Tyler Reddick, is pretty much in by points. Of course, he would like a win to make it obvious he belongs in the playoffs, even though he has been running well but struggling to take a win. And then there are those other two spots. Chris Buescher is only in by a measly 34 points, and that is a precarious position to be in going into tonight's race and Daytona next weekend. He needs a win to guarantee his team's spot in the playoffs if someone other than a previous 2025 season winner ends up in victory lane tonight, he will be out. That is definitely not what he and RFK Racing want for tonight. Well, that is unless the winner would be Brad Keselowski or Ryan Preece. Of those two RFK drivers, Ryan Preece could be the one to put Buescher out since he will be starting on the pole. Brad, on the other hand, has been showing moments of strength lately, and a win is not out of the question for him tonight. You see, from this fan's view, that's where things get a little complicated. On the other hand, you have one RFK driver just outside the top 16, and that's Ryan Preece. He sits on the pole for tonight with a good chance at taking the win. His teammate, Chris Buescher, is the driver he would knock out if he did win. Of course, Buescher would prefer not to have to worry about winning one of the last two races to stay in. Their boss would like nothing better than to win and secure a spot in the playoffs. I guess you can see why this fan thinks it's complicated. All of what I mentioned above may or may not happen tonight. Someone like AJ Allmendinger could pull off a win tonight and make it more difficult for any of the RFK drivers to make the playoffs. Will that happen? Judging from AJ's performance, it is a possibility, although maybe a long-shot possibility. Alex Bowman is 60 points above the cutoff for the top 16. Even if an unexpected winner takes the checkers at Richmond tonight, he would still be in, but he cannot afford to have a bad points race tonight. He has qualified 9th for the start of the Cookout 400, even though he has also been one of those who has shown some consistency combined with strong showings. He has also suffered a lot of misfortune when it comes to the finishes lately. He could win tonight. He could lock into the playoffs and go to Daytona with no worries about missing the playoffs at all. The question remains, will he? As a fan, I haven't figured out what is going on with Kyle Larson. This has definitely been a year of major ups and downs for him and his team. He has had a lot of strange things happen, and he just hasn't looked all that strong since trying the double again at the end of May. It could be that he's just getting all of his bad racing luck out of the way before the start of the playoffs. It could also be that he's just having a bad year overall. All I know is that he has been struggling to qualify and finish most of the last 8 or so races. There's also another driver that is considered a dark horse, but he has been showing up with a strong race car almost every week lately. Of course, I'm talking about Kyle Busch. He needs a win to get into the playoffs, and he needs it tonight. I don't think he wants to go to Daytona needing a win to get in. Not that he couldn't win at Daytona, but I just don't think he wants to go there having to win. This is just an observation from this fan's view, but several strong cars are starting very far back in the field, and with a little bit of strategy and some good brakes, they could be factors in the Cookout 400 tonight at Richmond. This is going to be a stressful race for the drivers who need a win, and the crew chiefs who need a good showing. So, what do you think will happen in tonight's race? Will it be an unexpected winner? Or will it be someone who doesn't need it to make the playoffs? From this fan's view, I'm not sure. But I am sure it's going to be filled with aggression and high emotions. And maybe even a few paybacks here and there. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view. And I'll see you next time right here, a NASCAR Fans View, or just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustTheFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.
This is PodcastNorm.com.